Cody. I'm the real Scream Queen in this show.
Ray, and that is why you have me.
Adam, Galaxy Ninja, Fury Unleashed.
Amber, did someone say Cocker Ranger?
Jay, whatever.
Welcome to the shit show. Let's get started.
Hey, Ranger fans, this is Jay Cupwater 03 from MorphinLegacy.com, your favorite Power Ranger resource. This is a special edition of The Grid, which we've entitled Reinforcements in Yellow, and we have two special guests with us today. But first, let me introduce my co-host in case you're new to the show. Up first, he's the vice president of MorphinLegacy.com and head database engineer, Ray. Hey, Ray.
Howdy.
I can't believe I screwed up already. That was so quick.
It happens.
Wow. And he's the commentary kid on YouTube. Hey, Cody. And he is the man behind For the Love of Rangers on Tumblr and Facebook. Hey, Adam.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey. Welcome to the show. In case you were wondering, Amber is not with us this week. She had some things to do, so she will join us in episode 77, which is coming next week. But let's talk about why we're here. We have some super awesome guests with us. Up first, you know her as Katie from Power Rangers Time Force. Hi, Deborah Stell Phillips. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys? So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited to have you here. And, of course, we have to have our other favorite Yellow Ranger from Power Rangers Wild Force, Allison Kemperman.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the show. So excited that you're here with us.
So are we.
Oh, we're very excited. Thank you guys for doing this.
I love it. So I figured that we would ask you some questions about, obviously, your time on Time Force and Wild Force. Also some questions about reinforcements from the future, but obviously we have to talk about this amazing calendar that just came out, and you guys can finally talk about it. It's been a secret because I've heard you guys talk about it in different social media for a while now.
Well, one thing I want to know is what were you guys thinking we were talking about?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a very good question.
You know,
and we've talked
I'm just
this.
Curious. Just I've heard a few things from some fans thinking that maybe it was a movie or, you know, one of those maybe like fan-funded movies or whatnot.
Yeah. Well, I am a huge fan of that Taylor Swift video, Bad Blood.
Oh.
And I honestly thought that you guys were doing like a music video to that song.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's the best I've ever heard so far. That's amazing. Wow. That gives me
That would be amazing.
Beside the calendar, right?
Beside the calendar, of course.
I'm just joking.
So let's talk about the calendar, because I'm curious, like, how did this come about? Like, who contacted you? How did this all begin?
Deb, you want to tell the story?
Okay, well, I'll start, and maybe you can elaborate. Let's start with the Reef. Okay, it was a convention. It was actually my second local, like, California convention ever. And I'm like, oh, still new to the game, don't know how all of this works, just excited to meet the fans. And I was so excited to know that I was going to be reunited with Allison. I haven't seen her in over a decade at this point, and it was just so long. And we were just like, oh, my gosh. And then, of course, we have Anna Hutchinson, another beautiful Yellow Ranger. And it was kind of promoted as like, oh, three Yellow Rangers, you know. So anyways, we went on with the convention, and at the end of the convention, my best friend was actually with me, and of course our good friend Realm, who has been amazing with a lot of our photos and banners and all kinds of stuff that he's created.
Everything.
And he's the one that's kind of gotten us involved with a lot of these conventions locally, so we give him lots of love, and he's just so amazing. So at the end of the convention, my friend was like, I have to get a picture of Rio. And everybody was kind of getting ready to leave, but we managed to get together and we took a picture, and it was just so much. Everyone started kind of like snapping shots because now we're all standing together.
Right.
And, you know, it was kind of a, you know, fun little picture, kind of circulated a little bit. That's when Realm started to say, wow, that should be a calendar. You know, he's kind of like spitting it out like, oh, that looks like, hey, that would be a calendar. And so we all started laughing, like thinking, oh my gosh, actually, that's not a bad idea. A calendar. Maybe we should do like an all yellow
like
Ranger calendar.
First,
yeah, and bathing suit.
Right, Dev?
You know?
Like, let's do a bathing suit calendar.
Exactly. All yellow Rangers, right? And so we, you know, of course, that idea was we just kind of laughed about it. And Allison, she then kind of was like, guys, actually, that's not a bad idea. And Anna was totally down. She was like, let's do it. Let's go for it. And I'm just like, you know what? You guys, if you want to do this, I'm down. I'm all there. And so then a few like days later, Allie reaches out to me on Facebook and is like, guess what? Hey, you know, I'm really thinking about this calendar. If we move forward, would you want to do it? And I was like, absolutely. And then, you know, once she got Erin Cahill involved and Allison, the other Allie, you know, she had a vision of hers for years. And I know, Allison, you know more about the rest of, well, you can continue on because, you know, I know this was like her vision to like do this calendar for years. So,
yeah. So I guess Allison McInnes has wanted to do a calendar for years. And so when I took a meeting with Erin Cahill and said, hey, I have a proposition for you. Let's meet and talk about it. Literally, as soon as it came out of my mouth, she and I were drinking coffee. And I said, so do you want to do a calendar? And she was like, yeah.
I think that was
absolutely. Yes. And then she literally there texts Kat, she texts Nakia, she texts Karen. And I mean, literally within 2 weeks, we had all nine girls. We decided to only go with nine because we thought it would be fun to have like nine solo months and then three. Well, we have two bonus photos, but three where it's group shots for the months.
Right.
Just so that everyone had a chance to have their own solo shot.
And, okay, so those shots are gorgeous, by the way.
Yay!
And
well, that's thanks to Allison. So Allison McInnes is basically the, you know, she basically, guys, created every scene. She took all the solo shots. Our friend Alden Dobbins, who's amazing, he helped with the lighting. Of course, Steven Schuyler was there every minute of it and has been such a crucial part of it. But
so the one thing that I love about your shoots were that they were semi-inspired by your Rangers.
Can
so,
you
for
tell?
Example,
I'm
yes,
good.
It was amazing.
There's
good
things. So wait till you see them up close. So Allison has put a lot of little hidden things, little hidden symbols in in each picture. Just as fun. It's sort of like a Where's Waldo, but like where's our Power Ranger, you know, symbols.
Well, because like, you're riding a giant eagle.
And then there's the Animarium behind me. Can you see?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I noticed that, too.
I didn't notice that.
I did earlier when I was looking at it. And that is awesome. And, like, I did notice, like, for example, like, on Karen Ashley's, there was a Boogie with the Bear reference in hers as well. So there's a lot of tiny Power Ranger references, and that's great.
I'm
the fans
so
are going to
notice
that. Well, yeah, because the fans are going to notice that stuff. We always notice those little things.
Well, it was for you
when
guys.
And if you get your calendars, take time to look at each photo, because she really, I mean, Allison has spent hundreds and hundreds of hours creating each photo because it's, you know, it's all green screen.
Yeah. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
So, Ray, your question?
Oh, how was it shooting with all the Ranger ladies? I mean, it's pretty much an amalgamation of old Rangers and new Rangers. So how was that experience?
My gosh. I could speak for myself. It was honestly, it was a dream come true, actually. I mean, some of those ladies I actually met for the first time. I had met Kat at that same, or no, I met her at YesterCon. That was my first, like, local show. And she's the sweetest. Oh, my goodness. It was like, oh, my gosh, family. But Karen and Kia, that was the first time I've ever met those two. And I was literally starstruck for a minute. I was like, oh my God, they're like yellow. Oh, like yellow love. Like, it was just amazing. Like, they're so welcoming, and just, it was kind of like, it was so much fun. I mean, it was literally like an effortless shoot. Like, we all got along, and we were all, it was just so much fun. There was no issues. I mean, honestly, like, it just was a smooth shoot from beginning to end. Like, it was amazing. So
and they're all like, they're very, very nice. I mean, they're all very nice people, because we've had Catherine, Nakia, and Catherine, or Karen, Catherine, and Nakia on our show before. So yeah, we love them too.
Amazing. I mean, they're the best, like incredible. So it was nice to see faces that I haven't worked with in so long too. So it was like, oh, you know, it was amazing. Literally a family. Like, that is, it sounds cheesy, but I'm sure you've heard people, other Rangers say, oh, it's like a family reunion, but really it was, because we were all part of something that, you know, we can relate to, you know, literally, like, we're part of this franchise, and it was just so much fun to work on a project for the fans. You know, this was for you guys, so it was
right. We're sharing stories, right, Deb? Swapping stories about about shooting, and like, oh my gosh, you guys had that too. Oh, you guys work with that person. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh yeah. We sure did. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh yes.
So that was a fan question that came from Unleashing Beatmatic on Facebook, and he wanted to say hey to Deb and Allie.
Hi. Thank you for the question.
Yeah. Guys.
Go ahead. Oh, no problem. Go ahead.
You know, shooting with these girls, it went so smoothly, and it was so much fun. And I think Deb and I, being new to the con world and just being new, you know, being sort of back into the Power Ranger world, it couldn't have been more amazing. Like, we're like a little family now, and I think you can see that in the pictures, that we just enjoyed being together, and it was really special.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like, that was exactly, you know, both, Allie and I, we're both new totally to the scene, and it's just kind of like, wow. Like, I remember when I walked into the door, when we were starting to, like, when we were all getting together, Allie looked at me, and she's like, can you believe we're doing this? I'm like, I'm telling you, girl, you made this happen, because, you know, we all have these thoughts of, oh, we should do this. Oh, we should do that. But this girl, if she didn't follow through and contact Allison McInnes and Aaron Cahill, I don't know. I don't know where we would be if we were doing this. So, so
holiday
grateful.
Shopping. Not doing this.
No. Exactly. So.
Thanks, Dad.
So we got to ask this question, because this is the kind of podcast we are. How was it in the hair and makeup chair? Because we've seen pictures from behind the scenes, and everyone seems to look like they're having a good time. And there's nothing that beats getting, you know, dolled up. So are you guys into that? How was it?
So much fun, because we all shared makeup. We all, like, helped each – well, Deb showed up looking spectacular and gorgeous and on time, and she was makeup and hair ready. But all the rest of us were sitting there going, oh, can I borrow your curling iron? Oh, can I, you know, borrow your, you know, eyeshadow? And then, of course, Allison, who is amazing with makeup, she's like, Allie, you need some help. And so she helped fix my makeup. And it was so much fun. We all got dressed together. We all shared clothes. It was like a little Power Ranger,
like a
sorority.
Like a girl. It was like Grease. You know, when they're all in the bedroom and just, oh, you know, it's like a girl. It was like literally a bunch of girls getting along, doing each other's hair and makeup. Literally is what it was. We didn't have you know, we did have a couple of professional, I guess some of the girls had some, but honestly, it was like, really, like, we're not, you know, ones to be like, okay, nope, we need to do it like this. We were just all very chill, and it was cool helping each other out, another lady out, you know? We rarely, like, just even from before, just prepared each other, hey, if you guys have extra outfits to bring them along, you know, little things like that. So we helped each other out. Like, it was
teamwork.
A group effort. Total
just like
teamwork.
Power Rangers, teamwork.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it seems like the fans are really responding positively to the calendar so far. Mm-hmm. I've seen anyways. Lots of people shared it. It kind of went viral during that day when it was first released. So, or viral among us Power Ranger fans anyway. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, they're gorgeous. I definitely can't wait to get one. And so in case our listeners want to know, the place to get it is at powerpinups.com for the 2016 calendar. And if you didn't know, like, obviously Allison Kipperman and Deborah Stell Phillips are in the calendar. But in case you didn't know, which would be weird if you didn't, but Aaron Cahill's in it, Allison McKinnis, Nakia Bree, C.R. Hanna, so many others, Karen, Ashley. I mean, that's an amazing calendar to me. I definitely want one. So, like I said, if you want to get one, get it at powerpinups.com.
And it's going to be, and thank you for that, and it's going to be available till it's sold out. It's, you know, there's a limited amount, but, you know, I'm sure it'll take a few months to, you know, especially it's the holidays, and but people are going, okay, I can't get it right now, but is it going to be available next month? And we're like, yeah, of course. And so.
Well, that's good.
That is good, because I'm one of the
people. You don't want to miss. Well, it's definitely going to be a good Christmas gift. I think that's going to be a good holiday gift. Whatever holiday you celebrate, that's going to be a good gift
for
anyone.
Yay. Thank you so much for saying that and liking it, because we put a lot of love into it, and we had so much fun making it and thinking, like, gosh, let's do it like this because we think the fans will like this better. And it was all in the mindset of making it for the fans. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Really, 100%. And actually, you know, one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet, each month, individual month with an individual girl, we each got an opportunity to pick a charity of our choice.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah,
with.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where we are still doing that, right, Allison? Like with.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we have little special quotes in there. Like, so for the, for example, January's Erin, she's going to have, you know, a charity that she gives to, so some of the proceeds will go to that, towards that. So yeah, so there's a lot of love in that calendar. So we really, are grateful that it's, the responses have been positive. So yeah, it's all for you guys. So thank you.
Love it.
So glad that.
Can I ask a question off the cuff? Like, what are the charities that you both are doing?
Okay, well, my charity of choice is with Autism Speak. It's something I'm very passionate about. My nephew, who is 9 years old, has autism, and I've watched my sister, you know, raise an autistic child, and it's not easy. There's a lot that goes with it, and it's something that I'm really passionate about because it is in my family. Hello, and with that said, it's with this organization. I spoke to the executive director, and I really think they have an amazing foundation where they are concerned about, you know, just making sure that, like, the resources goes towards providing a platform, or like providing a way for individuals who have autism to function in society today, whereas focusing on, you know, ways to, okay, let's cure it, you know, because it is what it is. You know, we have autistic people in this world, and we, you know, they need to function in society. So I think it's a great organization. I'm more than happy to show my support and my love for them. So I'm really passionate about it. I'm in July. So yeah, proceeds are going to go towards that. So I'm really excited. And again, like Allison was saying, this calendar can be purchased throughout the year. It's not just until January 1st, you know,
right.
It's going to be available. So,
till it's sold out.
It's sold out, exactly.
And I'm so glad that you guys brought that up, because I didn't even know that your charities were receiving, you know, some benefits from this.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
What was what's your charity, Allison?
Make-A-Wish.
Oh, good. Okay. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Both very worthy charities. So
yeah,
good.
Which
yeah.
Which I really fell in love with during shooting. You know, we had days where kids would come and we would spend the entire day with them, and some of the parents said, you know, they're not going to make it, or they don't think they're going to make it. And, you know, that really hits you really hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that
you know, and when these kids come, I mean, it's amazing to have these kids come and know that that's the one thing that they wanted more than anything. and, you know, they don't have 80-year dreams. They might only have, a few years, and they're sick. So to help them fulfill a dream, whatever that might be, is, you know, I think it's a very, very worthy cause.
I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's mine. Thank you.
So, and speaking of, okay, so, and you mentioned this a second ago, but tell us about the event that you were telling us about a moment ago that you're dealing with.
So my friend Camille Solari, who's an actress, producer, and she's also a comedian, she's my co-star in a film that I'm starring in. We're shooting in February now, called The One Way Ride. She does a show called Sexy Tuesdays, which sounds really silly, but it's a comedy show. but it's a live show. She has guests on it. There's stand-up comedy, and on the 15th of this month, we're going to tape it live, and tons of Rangers are coming, and we have a special calendars coming early so that we can debut it there. So I'm really excited. There's going to be red carpet. There's going to be, you know, a party, and hopefully I can get a copy of it so that the fans can see it. And Steven's going to sing. Steven Schuyler and Allison McKinnis are both going to be on the show with me, and Steven's going to sing. You know, Steven's an amazing singer, so...
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to debut the calendar, and Realm's going to come, and we're trying to get Scott Zollner to come. We have lots of Rangers coming from many different seasons. I think
That sounds like that's going to be a fun time on Instagram, because I do love following everyone's Instagrams and seeing you guys with other Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's also why we wanted to do the calendar, because when do you guys see us together except for, like, at a con or something?
Right.
This is us, like... You know, crazy costumes and being silly together. But yeah, I'm excited because actually some Rangers are coming next Tuesday that I've never met. So they're friends with Allison McKinnis and Steven, and through them I've gotten to meet a lot of new fun Rangers. So yeah, and Deb and well. Deborah lives far away, so she probably will not be able to come, right, honey?
I know. It's going to be challenging, but I can't wait to see the photos. I'll be there in spirit.
We will miss you.
We will definitely be sharing those, too, throughout that time.
No, I'll be there in spirit, and I can't wait to see the photos. I can't wait to see the, yeah, what, oh my goodness, the font? Wow.
Yeah, and pre-vodka photos.
I don't know, I think the post vodka photos would be fun to see too.
Well, maybe we'll just, you know, share one or two.
Okay, so we do have some fan submitted questions. So one of the things that we wanted to talk to you guys about the most while you were on our show is Reinforcements from the Future, because you were actually both together in that episode. Team up episode between Time Force and Wild Force. So we have some fan questions. Go ahead, Adam, ask the first question.
We have a fan question from Zachary S. And he's like, what was it like meeting each other for the Time Force Wild Force meetup in general?
Good question. Ali, do you want to start? Do you want me to?
What was it like, you know, your first
meeting each other for the first time from a previous team?
I mean, we were excited. I think we were a little bit, they're a very intense bunch. Like, Time Force is bigger than life. They're all gorgeous, too. So all these gorgeous Rangers show up to set, and you're like, wow, these people are really cool. You know?
Please.
It's true.
And I know for me, it was, gosh. No, for us, it was kind of like, it's been so long since we've been with our Ranger cast, let alone to be on set again was so much fun. So it's kind of like, we get the call, yay, we're going back on set, yay, Power Rangers again. And it's the feeling of, we went through a reunion with Lightspeed Rescue, so we know how it's like to have former Rangers come visit us. So in a way, it was kind of like, a feeling of, oh, this used to be their home, and I don't know how they're going to receive us, because they were here first, but with when I came to go with for Wild Force, it was, we were just excited to be back and to meet this wonderful cast that took the torch. And I wasn't sure what they might have been feeling like. Oh, you know, I, you know, by all means, I remember we, I think we met on location. It wasn't on like the studio. It was like out in the field somewhere. And I do remember that. And I did share this with Allison when we were shooting the calendar. And this is actually, you know, nobody knows this, but except for all of you now. And it's actually really sad. I had actually put my dog to sleep the day I had to drive out to meet, do the meetup. And I was in such a dark place. I was so traumatized.
Honey,
and
nobody
it was the
knew.
Worst thing ever. No one knew. I mean, you know, you gotta be professional. You come on a set, you're meeting these people for the first time. It's supposed to be, I'm seeing, you know, my cast for the first time in a long time, and it's like supposed to be the greatest experience ever, and here I am having to put my dog, it was just the worst thing on the planet, and I was devastated. And I feel like when I look at those photos, I see the pain in my face. I see it. I actually, to be quite honest, I couldn't really, it was hard for me to ever watch that episode just because of,
right,
you know, where you were. I don't know. It's always hard for me to watch myself anyway. So, like, with that said, it's like I don't want to go. It's like opening a yearbook. You remember where you were in that time. So it's just like, right, I couldn't do it. It was, like, really traumatic. Yeah. So I did share that with Allie when we were filming. She was like, what did you say? What did you say? This is not funny. But what she said was, you had gone through a breakup at that something. What did you say?
Yeah, well, yours was worse because, I mean, it was your family, but I, my ex, well, at the time, during filming, and you can sort of see I have puffy eyes and I look white and pale in some of the shots. My boyfriend and I, who were supposed to be getting married, broke up during the shooting after 3 years.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, I mean, Deb's was worse, but I think she and I were probably crying during the shooting when we were actually not on set. Right?
So no one ever knew, and I never knew about her pain, and she didn't know about mine. See how the yellows just kind of click like that? You know what I'm
keeping
saying?
Keeping it strong.
We were just like, you know, both going through tragic stuff during that time. Gosh, because I didn't know that she was going through that, and she didn't know I was going through what I was going through. So that was really interesting. But, yeah.
Because we're professional. We're professional rangers. Deb.
We are. We had to put our, professionalism at work. So, but it was kind of, I thought, you know, when she said, yours was worse, like she, like, related to, you know, your animal, your pet, and it was just like, but you were
getting
married.
Well, I have nine, honey, so yeah.
Yeah, no, and I know, it is a horrible, honestly, like, anybody that has to go through that is just, like, the worst ever, so.
Right.
You did a great job still, honey, and.
Oh, thank you.
We still had fun.
We had a great time. It was still a great time. Yeah.
I have seriously watched Reinforcements from the Future a million times. I don't think I ever noticed that from either of you. So
really?
You did a very good job of hiding it. Yeah.
Thank you. We did our job.
Like,
yay.
You did.
When you have this new cast there and they seem so professional, like, they came on set and they seemed so professional, we all put our, like, best feet forward. Like, we were like, we need to, you know, we need to do, like, a really good job because these people were, you know, rangers before us, and we want to make sure that the quality and caliber of our work, you know, stands next to theirs.
Wow.
You know?
That's just what I love about, you know, these Power Rangers. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, from seasons before me, seasons after me, this movie coming out, like, just rangers in general. Like, I just feel like there is a certain quality in the Ranger's heart that is just necessary. And I don't know if they look for that for casting purposes or what, but, like, we have respect for one another. It's just as simple as that. Like, I have nothing but, you know, I just want it to always do well. Like, you're never hoping that your season was the best. I mean, for me personally, it was kind of like, yeah, you just wanted
it. It kind of was, right? Because yours was kind of like one
of
the best. Stop it. All the fans love your Time Force, that's for sure.
Stop.
I love Time Force and Wild Force because Wild Force's Deer Zord is our website's mascot.
It is.
So.
It is.
Oh, you see that? You know what?
That's
we're all
so cute.
Yep. He's been for the last 4 years or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
You see that? You see
so it? we love both Time Force and Wild
Force. Me personally, I do too.
May the Force be with all of us. It's all
so, okay, well, so speaking of Time Force / Wild Force, Ray.
So when most people remember Reinforcements from the Future, they remember a certain chemistry between two characters, which is Taylor and Eric.
Goodness.
So I'm sure you've been asked this question a gajillion times, but how was
That's
it
right.
interacting with Dan Southworth, and how do you have any memories filming your scenes?
Oh yeah. Well, first of all, just to clear things up for some of the fans, there was no hanky panky on or off the set at all.
I'm glad we got that cleared up.
I was literally going through a breakup, and although he is a handsome boy, man now, you know, it was just, see, they were trying to soften up my character, as you guys saw, with the hair and the outfit. So they, you know, they had a little, you know, flirtation with he and I. And he and I, you know, we had fun flirting and all that, but it was just, you know, it was... It was nothing. We had fun together. We, you know, we enjoyed shooting together. You know, he's such a sweet guy. But yeah, there was nothing, you know, nothing to talk about that's risque or anything.
I totally understand that. Some people can't distinguish real life from acting life, so I understand.
Like, we didn't even kiss on the show, and, you know, I've had some fans, you know, at like cons go, so you guys, we heard you guys went out and had drinks and did this and that. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
No, we didn't. And, you know, he's a handsome guy, but, you know, I was going through a breakup and no, that did not happen. So,
yeah.
Many, many fans pine for the elusive kiss because we haven't had a kiss since 1993.
Ooh. Yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
That was
season
a long
one.
Time ago.
I mean,
yeah,
not
one.
That I did not. I mean, I kissed Jason Frank like for 5 days for half of the day, you know?
Speaking of that, I think the first time that I discovered that, I was just like, what happened? Like, that is awesome. First of all, that's awesome that I discovered it because I didn't know you were in it. I didn't know he was in it. And I think
yes.
I turned it. And when I was like, I don't even know when this was, and I was in high school, I think, and I turned to MTV and your episode happened to have been on. And I go, wait a minute. I know these two.
Oh yes,
and
I remember that in high school too.
Literally. So and I knew Steve Cardenas when I was 17 years old. He and I were in acting class together for a few months, and he and I hung out. We didn't date, but we hung out. And then a few years later, I'm you know doing 60 pages of dialogue just. Jason Frank and myself, and then a year later, I'm a Power Ranger. So I sort of feel like I was destined to be a Power Ranger, having hung out so much with two of the, you know, most famous Rangers. So
yes, indeed, it was meant to be.
It was destiny.
It was destiny.
Take out with a Power Ranger, and you'll become one.
Yeah, it's a truth.
Somebody's gonna do that.
Now, Allie shared that footage with me when we were filming, when we were doing the calendar, and I was like, "What? You need to put that on your Facebook page for Throwback Thursday."
Do it. I will share it and favorite.
That will get all the responses in the world.
Oh my gosh! I was like, "What is going on right now?" That's amazing.
It was quite a culture shock, I will say.
Yes,
it was. But in a good way.
Two Rangers from completely, I mean, my season was the 10th season.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, from the 1st to the 10th, and then we're sitting there sucking face for, you know, 3 episodes. You're like, whoa.
Oh.
I know. That was, wow. The parental.
Yes. I mean, I haven't seen him since we filmed, and that was, what, 15 years ago?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I'm hoping to see him someday. And, you know, I think he's probably married. I am. But, you know, sort of.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
relive or like remake one of those scenes, not the makeout scenes.
I know.
Like one of the other scenes.
Maybe for the next calendar. No. Well, you never know.
Could do the male version.
Well, we've been talking, guys. We've been talking about what the next calendars are going to be, and I've been reaching out to some of the villains, and I've been reaching out to some of the other Rangers.
We actually talked about that, what could be next, and I think Ray and I talked about this. If they did a villain calendar, yeah, that would be amazing, too.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think
I'd
so.
I'd love it.
Kerrigan, Vernon, I mean, there's so many.
I know, there's so many. I think that would be amazing. So,
I think so, too. I say do it.
Yep. You never know. It's all about the fans. You know, we want to know what you guys want. You know, we're doing this for you. You know, especially, I think Allie and I are very, because we are kind of new at this, the other folks have been doing this for years, and I think we're so excited to reconnect with to connect in general with the fans. And so we're like, yeah, what else can we do? So I don't know, like, you never know what else is out there, but I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Whatever it pleases you guys, it's what it's about. Yep.
Well, I'm all about that, because that sounds great.
Oh, me too.
Okay, so going back to, I guess, your times on the show, and this in regards to either of your seasons, but were there any scenes that were cut from that you filmed maybe that were cut completely that had maybe more character development for either Katie or Taylor that you wanted in there that they cut out? Anything like that?
You, Deborah?
That's a good question. That is a very good question. Not that I'm aware of, because we usually see the dailies like as we film, and I have never noticed any major. Oh, there's one itty bitty, which I think it worked out perfectly, and this is just something very small. But I actually love the way it turned out, actually. Oh, okay, you know the very first episode of Time Force? I think it's the first one, because there was a part one and two of the first.
Right.
You know, that was like a sequel. So I think it was the second part where we are now in, we're still in the future, and Aaron has to stop a car, and I pull the guy out of the car, the stunt guy, Ruben. And gets tossed. I throw him out of the car. Well, anyways, there's a little bit of dialogue that I say before I throw him out of the car where I'm kind of flirting with him and I do my little, my little fingers. I'm like, walking my fingers up his arm and I'm just like, hi, because I'm like, Aaron, we have to be polite. So I'm kind of doing like a little, sir, listen, we really, really wanted to know if it's okay. And then he says something rude to me and then I throw him out of the car. But I love how it turned out where it's like, you have to be polite. Boom, he gets. So yeah, that's all I can really think of editing wise, but like, no major character, we're completely changing this like they did with the original Mighty Morphin, where they had a completely different Yellow Ranger in the pilot and then changed it. Like, that was such a drastic thing. I actually didn't know that until recently when I finally met Audrey.
Yeah, a lot of the fans don't know about that until someone tells them.
We didn't know that until, like years later when they aired that on Fox, like 7 years later.
Wow, because I thought just diehard fans knew that in general, like that was a thing.
No, they aired the pilot once on Fox Kids during 90. Yeah,
that's it.
Yes, it's a totally different storyline, character, and everything. She's so beautiful, and so much fun, and just wow. Yeah, they had to it was just a whole other concept. But Allison, was there anything that you happened with your character where they had to like edit things or
something they cut on the cutting room floor that was cut out?
Not that I remember shooting, but guys, I mean, I think, Deborah, you probably had it too. We were shooting like three different episodes at one time.
Yeah.
So in like a 1 day period, you could be shooting from, number 32 and then you're shooting number 35 that same day. And you're like, wait, where are we?
Oh.
What is this? Like,
That seems confusing.
So, yeah. It's a little confusing. It's but for me, more than anything, it was the gradual and then drastic sort of softening of my character, because as you guys probably could tell, while I had my very tight ponytail, which obviously gave me more of a bad act, maybe because it hurt my head or something, it was pulling my head, which did. I really hated that thing. It was so ugly. But, it was the gradual softening of my character that was really what I noticed. I mean, I'm, like, crying when my bear zords, It's like I'm crying, like Taylor's crying,
Mm-hmm.
But I liked that. because I got to, you know, stop being such a bitch and, like, having the other, you know, Rangers cower when I turned and gave him a look. So, but no, no actual editing that I saw that I went, like, oh, where did that scene go or where did that part go?
Well, that's good at least. Because that, I mean,
yeah, but I have a question though. Didn't Wafar start off with a different actress playing Princess Shayla?
Oh, guys, we had two different people changed.
Oh, really?
Our Black Ranger and Princess Shayla. So they were first. So I was at, and I've said this quite a few times now, but I was actually reading for Princess Shayla.
Oh, really?
That would have been an interesting change.
Wow.
I was reading Princess Shayla till the last time they brought me in with all the producers and everybody, and I was so annoyed because I'm like, they're never going to cast me. I'm driving 70 miles. They're wasting my time. I've been here like 7 times now, and I've read like that they're like, oh no, she's Taylor. But so before we and Deb, did you guys have this? We had 2 weeks or maybe more of training with the stunt guys.
Yes.
And acting training.
Oh,
with,
not
with
acting.
Mel.
As a matter of fact, you did? No. We did the training. I was training in places that I didn't know existed. I was in pain. I discovered I had exercise-induced asthma during that process. But as far as, no, Mel, yes, Mel was on our set all the time, but we didn't have training.
So on the days that we had training, we also were tortured and had to go and sit and have this lady who was the worst acting coach. And I mean, I have spoken to Rangers from previous seasons. I was talking to Danny, in Phoenix last week. He's like, oh, we had her, and oh yeah, and I had to tell her, you know, I'm going to do my own thing, because she was trying to get us to all act really terribly. But sorry, get back to your answer. So during training, we trained for 2 weeks with this really sweet guy named Chili, who was meant to be the Black Ranger. And literally, I think the day we actually started shooting, we get on set and they're like, hey, Chili was replaced by some guy. And this really tall guy, very handsome guy, shows up and so sweet. And he's like, hi, you know, I'm Jack. And we're like, hi, Chili, you know, excuse my French. And we're like, what? In the world. And so we start shooting, and this really beautiful blonde girl with big boobies, she's Princess Shayla, and we're shooting with her, and then all of a sudden, after like 2 weeks or something, she's gone, and this other beautiful dark-haired girl shows up, and that's Anne-Marie Crouch, and we're like, what is going on? Who's next? So for like
months,
that's
really
so
confusing.
Oh my gosh, you must have been like, we could be replaced in a heartbeat. Technically, it was very vulnerable being a Power Ranger. Seriously, I remember we got a couple of threats.
Sorry, Deb. What?
Oh, no. I was gonna say that there were like if we were late or whatnot, not that we were or whatnot, but like little things, like they could pull the plug. Like it was no joke. Like you have a job to do, and if you're not going to make this work, we're going to get rid of you. Like there was very vulnerability. So I don't know if any other seasons had done that where they switched people out, but I mean, in that case with the Shayla and with Jack coming on the scene, I don't know what the case was on that, like what the reason was, but I do know for sure that we had gotten some threats. Like if we weren't like on time, not going to.
Oh, I've met some Rangers who said that their first day they were told, if you don't behave, you will be fired.
Yes.
And that's it. And you have to do as we say, and you can't complain, and you know, you better, or you're out of here. Like I've never been on any show that ever has ever said that.
That is crazy.
Yeah, no, they're pretty serious. But in a way I feel like it's, you know, we got a job to do as role models, and I think they just want to make sure that they have a group of folks that are going to carry the torch and make these fans happy and have a certain character that, you know, rather than somebody who's just like, it's a job. And you know what I mean? Because I think it's like, a literally, it's a role model situation. So, totally. Yeah, they were very quick. They were. We did have a couple of those threats, you know. Yeah, it happened.
So, okay, here's a follow-up question for Allison real quick. I've heard you talk about a little bit of the dissent on set regarding, like, the change between Saban's ownership and Disney's ownership. Like, how was the atmosphere on set during that time period? Do you remember?
Oh, are you? Yeah, because we walked in. I mean, we walked on to a set that, and you know, like I've said, this was so this crew and they. I mean, they worked so hard. I mean, this crew had been there for years, and we walked on to a set where the crew knew it was their last year, and they were losing their job, right?
Man, yeah.
So, they, you know, so for, you know, for us to walk on set, and these people were like, you're kidding me, you know, we're losing our jobs, we work so hard on the show, and now this is, you know, this is the last season that we're going to all work on it, it was not, like, a really happy set to walk onto. You know, people did their jobs really well, and they were all very professional. And but I think it was, I mean, I'd be really upset and sad too if I was losing my job, you know, after many years.
Wow,
you
that's
know?
A lot to have come on board. Yeah, I couldn't relate to that. That must have been really, so that was actually during the middle of your run that happened, or was it?
Well, it was during the switch. Since it was the switch over during our season, we had no, you know, we didn't go and do any appearances. We didn't, it wasn't like, you know, there was no, you know, I think our season kind of got lost a little bit. It wasn't sort of given the attention that maybe some of the previous seasons had been given.
And you guys didn't do the crossover for the following season.
No.
Right.
No, they moved it to the show to New Zealand the year after.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And, yeah, team ups have been scarce since then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Ricardo got to go and be on Samurai, which I thought was really, really cool, and I've spoken to Steven Schuyler, who filmed with him and really had a good time shooting with Rick, but he's the only one who was asked to come back, and we're like,
Yes. And then he didn't even get to play Cole. He played Decker.
A different character.
Yeah.
But I've spoken to Rick. You know, like, I've had him to my house for dinner, and Jack and Elia. Like, we've, you know, we all hang out. And and he, you know, he had a good time. And I think he really loved that he could play, like, a different character. Actors like to, you know, sort of stretch themselves and play new characters, and I think it probably made him feel good that Power Rangers wanted him back.
Wow, that would feel amazing. How did it
that
make
is
you?
Pretty cool.
Look at me, I'm all counselor now. Well, how did it make you feel, Allie? <I'm kidding. laughs>
So were either of you approached for the Legendary Battle left from a couple years ago?
I wasn't, unless they couldn't find me. Nobody could find me, but maybe that's...
that might be.
We weren't, no.
Were you asked? Did they reach out to you?
Well, I think because I was a little outspoken during shooting about some things, they were probably like, we don't even want to deal with that girl. We don't even want to deal
with
her.
We've heard some horror stories regarding their reach out to certain actors. Like, for example, they sent several of the Ranger actors an email that just said, Dear Ranger Actor,
yeah,
it didn't
Ranger.
Address
them.
What? Yeah.
Not even personalized or anything.
I mean, it takes 2 seconds to type out the name.
Well, we're all kind of... Oh, I'm not going to say. I'll be positive. But, because there are just so many of us, you know, it's like, all right, who's next? Probably that kind of a thing. But... you know what? I would never be here talking to you guys if it wasn't for Realm, because Realm found me. Realm tracked me down. I didn't even know about, you know, about cons. I didn't even think that fans liked Wild Force. We had no clue that we had any fans, that fans even watched the show. We didn't even know. I didn't even know till last year. I showed up. Realm convinced me. He's like, Allie, it's going to be good. Just come. You're really going to like it. It's going to be a positive thing for you. I said, nobody's going to want to talk to me. Like, we didn't have fans. He's like, trust me. And then I got there, and it was right. like 2 days of I was overwhelmed, like crying, like, oh, my gosh, we have fans, and they're so sweet, and our season made them happy, and I had no clue. So I had no clue.
You know what? That's so weird because it's similar with me. Like, I didn't know this world existed either. And I didn't know. I honestly did not have a clue. It wasn't until I got reached out for this Time Force reunion in Texas where I guess fans were requesting, well, we want to see all of Time Force. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And I wasn't on Facebook at the time, so I just was living my life as an ordinary person. And then it's like, well, what about me? Like, okay, you know. Then it's like you start to see that there was a lot of Time Force love, but then I'm thinking, but that's, you know, I was yellow as Katie, and I'm a filler on the show. I didn't think anybody would care.
Way.
And I was shocked when I didn't know this world existed, and I'm so glad that it does. And again, Realm is amazing. Again, he is the one, he's responsible for actually getting me out there more. You know, yeah, I was approached right. to Texas mm-hmm. to do a reunion, but it was for a Time Force reunion, so they needed me, or else, you know, it takes 5 Rangers to make the cast, and a 6th Ranger for, you know, mid, you know, you have to have villains, you have to, you know, you have to have all that. But at the same time, to get out there and really meet the fans, it meant so much to me. There's no words to describe. I mean, very emotional, very, very emotional to know that people appreciated what you did during that time. I know when I was doing this show, I've told this to people before, you're in and you're out. Like, you, just like Allie was saying, you're filming like 3 episodes at once. So once you're done, they're finding the new set of Rangers, you're out, and that's it.
Right.
You know it airs. Yeah, you see it every once in a while, but you're not thinking people are holding on to that. Like, oh my gosh, we are stamped in time. And it's just kind of crazy to know that we have action figures, and years later, over a decade later, we are being asked to go travel all over the world to meet fans. There's no words to express my gratitude. Like, for real, it is so worth it, and I am so grateful to, like, have been a part of something so amazing. Like, there's no words.
And I think what stands out about your characters, for example, is that they were strong female characters during your seasons. And there are a lot of strong female Rangers, but they're still scarce because it's still, you know, considered a boy's property.
Right.
Even though there are a lot of female fans out there and a lot of people who appreciate female Rangers, for sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, thank you for that. Yeah, no, it's great to be the tough girl, you know?
Right.
it's way more fun, huh?
And then Cody, you have a question for both.
Yeah, my question was, one of the moments people seem to remember from Reinforcements in the Future is that moment with Jin in the outfit and like the guns and stuff. Would you like to see something like that for Taylor or Katie?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would totally Tomb Raider by myself. Like, that would be interesting. Yeah, like, I think that would have been amazing to do something different, you know, and just come back with like this. Bam. Like, oh.
I think that would have been cool to see Jin and Katie come in together.
Actually, why didn't we do that? I can't. Honestly, my mind was gone during that time. I was probably in my same little Time Force white uniform and my little half ponytail and, you know, the same old, same old. Yeah, they didn't have time for me, I guess.
I think the reasoning was because Jen was rogue. She was on her own, I guess.
Yeah, she was. She had to go on the dark side. No, I'm kidding.
Guys,
no, that,
she had those, like, badass braids and that leather outfit and that cape and she got to come down. I was so jealous. Like, like she gets to do this. This is so cool. Can they write something cool like this for us?
I know.
I
know. It's funny how when we have reunion episodes, or even, I'm sure you guys probably, the legendary battle, like, when it comes to a lot of Rangers and a lot of stuff going on, they limit stuff so much. Like, they're like, okay, you're lucky if you have a line. I'm glad did I even have lines in that? I don't even know. But, like,
arm wrestling match at the end.
We need to have a party and just watch it. Like, you know, get some snacks and just watch it again.
I can do it. It's on Netflix.
You should definitely have like your own event at Paramorphicon or something. I would totally go to that and watch that episode with you.
Definitely.
Oh, that's so cute. I would love that.
That would be amazing.
That would be fun.
That would be so much fun.
A blooper. No, I don't know about that.
Did you guys,
for ADR, did Scott make you guys, well, not make you, but like, did you participate in some funny, ridiculous ADR, like, whatchamacallit, like, what am I trying to say? Pranks. Yeah, gosh.
Scott made us do say stuff. He's like, okay, say this. Yeah. Say this.
Yeah, we've definitely heard some of those, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, because he's had his own panel at Paramorphicon. He's played several of those clips from ADR for us.
Oh my god!
Yeah, well, as an actor, I have a funny thing that happened during shooting that I forgot to mention. I once dropped my audio box in the toilet.
Oh my god!
They were so expensive, and the sound guy got in so much trouble because they forgot to take it off, and I pulled my pants down because I have a small bladder, and went in the toilet. And that caused such a, you know, like such drama. Allison's dropped the thing in the toilet, and
Oh my gosh, that is a
horrible. I just had to share that.
That is, oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Yeah, it was, but they would, you know, thing, like, as an actor, you learn, if you don't want someone to hear what comes out of your mouth, don't let it come out on set or in ADR.
Those guys would be listening in.
Yeah, where you think you're safe.
Not at all.
You learn, like.
It's true. I totally know what you're talking about. Yeah, like you, those mics. You forget they're there, and you could be just
dropping them in the toilet.
You know, you could be far in production, and you guys are just like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so tired!" And da da da. People can hear everything you're saying. Oh my gosh, yes, it's true. True story.
Anywho,
Adam, you have a question?
Yes. For both of you guys, what do you think your characters are doing today? Like, is there something that you wish that happened for your character during your season as well?
Well, mine wouldn't be born yet.
Yeah, you're not born yet.
Well, like,
in utero, I'm just, you know, real hard and trying
Okay, I guess for you, Deborah, then, what would Katie be doing in
30, 2020? Ooh, wow. See, I just got myself in trouble. Now this is a tough question. Gosh, let's get out of it. Okay, let's see. I would have to think about that. What would she be doing? Well, I really truly believe Katie would have like a million kids and grandkids. Well, maybe not grandkids. Gosh, I'm putting myself like I wouldn't be that old. I'd be my age now. So yeah, I'd have a ton of kids, I think. Maybe adopt a bunch and just, you know, have like just try to be like she is a superhero. So just, you know, be kind of incognito, very humble, because Katie was kind of in the background where it was like, you know, she used her super strength when necessary, whereas that's probably how she would be today, where only when necessary, very incognito, very Superman Clark Kent syndrome, where it's like, you know, you said what to my child? And then, boom, just toss somebody out. Like, you know, like one of those, like, don't get me started with those, like, PTA meetings. Like, if somebody's messing with my kid, it's over. You know, one of those. Just very incognito, but yet superhero behind the scenes. Like, you know, that type of thing.
That's cool.
I could see that.
And Taylor, do you think that...
Or what would Taylor be doing?
Or do you think that Taylor would still be in the Air Force?
Well, I mean, I don't want to age myself, but I think maybe she would be training pilots. No, she could be training pilots.
Ooh.
I think she think that was, you know, that was her passion. Flying is her passion, and I don't think she would leave. You know, I think maybe, you know, she married a fellow pilot, and I don't know if she would have had children, because I think her passion for flying and for helping people, I think that sort of took precedence. But I mean, hey, maybe she got knocked up and had one and teaching him or her how to fly. Maybe Taylor's a single parent. You know,
over and babysit, you know.
Oh yeah.
No, it's true.
Or, Or maybe she adopted my child and is raising my child.
I know, right?
Okay, so a question for Deb.
Yeah.
Regarding your, one of my favorite Katie episodes, or not Katie episodes, but Katie focus parts was during Movie Madness, when you got to wear that giant yellow beautiful dress. And of course, I asked you this in our text interview, but I want to ask you again. How was that, filming that scene? Because you're in jewels.
My gosh, love. It was like a dream come true. It was so nice. Oh my gosh, I remember I was petrified. First of all, I don't sing. That is my worst nightmare. You will never catch me even singing in the shower. That is like my phobia. I'm so petrified. And so I was devastated, first of all, when they told me I had to sing and dance. I was like, are you guys kidding me? Like, I know I'm not the strongest fighter on the show, but really, guys, a musical. Like, I tried so hard begging them to, like, change that up. And then when that failed, I tried to get my best friend to do the ADR for my singing, and that fell through. So anyways, I was devastated, and my mom was like trying to like talk me into like, you can do this, motivation, and just, oh, you know, you're going to be fine. And I'm like, oh, I can't do this. Michael Copeland was trying to like coach me on the vocals. Like, oh my God, it was devastating. But anyways, I show up on set, and for some reason, there was something very special about that day. It was very magical. Like, I remember, because I hadn't seen what my wardrobe, I didn't know what they were going to be doing with the hair. It was actually a wig. That was not my hair.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Yay, wigs.
See, yeah, my girls can get away with that, but this is my hair. This is real. But they just decided, I guess,
so
because.
It's so pretty, too. It was,
thank you. But it was, I guess, for that particular day, because I'm going to be fighting, and you can't predict, you know, how things are going to turn out. It just would have been easier to just get a wig that matched my hair, to stick it on, because I'm going to be fighting and doing all kinds of stuff. So they were like, okay, cool. So the dress was beautiful, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I felt like a princess. I put that on, and it just, I kid you not, that day ended up being such a spectacular day. Somebody from the crew had surprised me with some roses, and they gave it to me in my dressing room, because that was one of those days where, you know, it's kind of a focus, so you're the only one filming that day. You have some backup dancers and other, you know, production people, but it's all focused on you. You're like the star that day, you know, and so it just was a lot of love and support. Everyone knew I was nervous, and when I put that gown on, it was like I transformed into like Cinderella. Like, it was just gorgeous. And I was just like, oh my God, this is like, I felt like I was going to prom. And I did put in my, on my Facebook page, I never did go to prom. So like, it felt like I got to experience prom. It was amazing. And I had all these guys dancing with me. Like, it was like a dream come true. So amazing. And they were so, everybody was so great. Like, the everything was amazing. They were so, they worked with me. They knew that I was struggling in these areas. So they kind of walked me through it. And then just, I kind of fell into it. And it was just an amazing dream come true. I was so grateful afterwards. I'm like, hey guys, I'm not mad at you anymore. I'm mad. I was like, why the hell?
I think like the episodes where you get to dress up would be the funnest.
It is. We are always wearing the same thing every day. You know, we have other wardrobe in our lives. Even when I have to wear pajamas, I was like, oh, I get my yellow pajamas. I'm like, there's like a one or two episodes. You know, yeah, I love that. It's always fun to change up.
We have another fan question, right?
How was it like filming on sets? Because you had pretty extravagant sets. I mean, for Time Force, it was in a clock tower for most of the time, and in Wild Force, it was a giant island. So how was, like, acting on those sets like?
We can start with Allison first.
Well, what's funny is that, so we had all those weeks of training, and then finally, okay, we're going to start shooting, we get to meet all the crew and all this, and we walk on set, and our jaws drop, because the entire soundstage is the Animarium. And it was beautiful. It was gorgeous, moss everywhere. Well, did you guys know that come like day 3, 4, 5, we were all extremely ill, and I was like coughing up blood, and I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't sleep, and there were crew that were sick. So all that beautiful moss that they put on, like, we were all like made deathly ill by it. They had to bring doctors. But they had to bring doctors on set, and we had to take all these antibiotics.
Are you serious?
Wow.
That's insane.
And all these medicines. I mean, I was literally up at 4 a.m. suit, and I hadn't, like, slept the entire night because I couldn't breathe. I'm like, so they had to shut down shooting, yes, They had to shut down shooting, take all of that off, all of it, and replace it with something else.
Holy crap.
It was, I mean, it was crazy. Yes, it was, like, it was, you know, some, like, you know, it sounds made up, but we were, like nobody could agree. What?
It sounds like a lawsuit. Like, seriously? This is, like, the first I've ever heard that. That is insane.
Oh, Deb, they had to bring doctors on set because there were crew wearing, like, not masks, but, like, bandanas over their faces.
My
and,
God.
And we couldn't do that because we had to, you know,
oh,
we
my
had
God.
To
shoot. You guys get to take the bullet? Like, hell no.
So, so that's sort of, like, how it turned out. So, suddenly, like our cast are all being fired and new cast are being brought on. Then we're all sick and can't breathe and, like, are, like, you know, choking. And it was just, like, you know, it started off kind of, like, rocky a little bit, you know? Oh. And I'm sitting there punching a fellow ranger. You know, I'm like, what did I sign up for?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But the set was amazing. I mean, being on that set, we were blown away. And once they finally changed out the moss, you know, it was cool, so...
That is insane. Wow. Oh, wow.
So Allison had a gigantic set. Well, how was it for Deb? How was it for you in the clock tower?
Time Force. Oh, my gosh. Time Force. Again, just like what Allie was saying, like you're so busy, you know, doing like a little bit of character development. You haven't really seen the set. You're just training and doing all these other things. And boom, all of a sudden, day one, you show. I think our first day was actually on location doing some like nighttime stuff, which I loved. I loved the nighttime shoots. Were amazing. But when we first went onto our set to see this amazing clock tower and just this little cozy little home that they created for us, it was a fairy tale. There's no other words. It was like, literally, is this really my job? Is this real? Like, what? So cool. So cool. And then, of course, they had different little areas of the other side of, like, the downstairs of the clock tower was in a different room. And just, like, it just was amazing. It's like a dollhouse, but for real life people. Like, it's just amazing. So it was, yeah, there's really no words, but the work that was into that, it really allowed you to say, wow, this is real. You know, the credibility is in, like, look at what we're doing. Like, this is... I felt like we're starting. Like, okay. Like, it's kind of not real in the beginning. Like, you're just kind of like, oh, my God, okay, you're doing this. But once you step on set, it's, I'm a Power Ranger. Like, it's on. That's how it felt.
It's go time.
It's go time, yeah. What was devastating, though, was when they had to break our set down. Of course, the last episode where things get damaged. I think they do it every year. They destroy your set
That is a trope of Power Rangers. Oh, they destroy the base.
Oh, my God. I'm such a sentimental person. So, you know, I was taking, like, debris and just like, no! So it was very emotional. It helped us to cry in our final episode. Oh. We were weeping. We're like, and I were like, oh, our home, you know.
So that's the perfect segue. So I wanted to ask this question too. What was it like to film your final episode?
Oh.
Or your final scenes or anything like something like that?
You want to say, Deb?
I like for you. Oh my God, here comes the tears. No, it was really, really difficult. I mean, honestly, your family, you're the crew, the cast, you guys have been working together for so long. We know it's coming to an end. I don't know how it is for every season, but when the season's doing well, you hear lots of little rumors to say, oh, maybe they'll have you on for another season, or, oh, maybe they'll do a movie about you, or whatever. Like, you're in denial, it's over. But the reality is it's over. It is over. You gotta, you know, that's just how it goes. And it's just devastating. And It, as far as performing the emotional scenes, very easy. You know, you just got to be real and realize that this is over. And, you know, it's not going to be the same. Like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it was very emotional. Very difficult thing to do. But, yeah, it was I think we threw a party for our crew. We went to the beach where we used to film most of our scenes. And we just kind of had our last time together. And we just did like a whole cast thing. And it was just sad when it was over. I think we were playing that song. What is that song? It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Aww.
Michael Copeland puts that on, and we're all crying, looking at the sunset. It was just so devastating.
Aww.
So ridiculous. But yeah, it was very sad. Very cheesy, but yes.
Allison?
My final scenes were by myself when I went back to the Air Force. And that was really, really intense for me. And it was, it was sad because, I was really proud to play that character. I'd been on like a lot of shows, and normally I, play kind of like a boring character, like a bitchy girl in school or a mean girl or whatever. But mm-hmm. this was something like, I was an Air Force pilot, and I got to wear a real G suit and sit in a real F-16, and that they created that type of character for me as a woman. I'm like, am I ever going to play a part this cool ever again? You know?
Yeah.
It was hard, and too, there were some crew that I really grew very fond of, and I'm like, I will probably never see these people ever again, and that made me sad, because I knew that the show was over here and that it was no longer going to shoot here. So for me, unlike Deborah's cast, that kind of knew, oh, you guys are probably going to have a reunion with the fight, next season. We just thought, this is it. Like, when are we ever going to see any of these people ever again? And it was hard. But what was nice was that, certain people from the show I did stay in contact with. But you don't know when you're, finishing shooting, people say, let's stay in touch and all that. But you move on. You move on to your next job. And but it was pretty, and then the scene with Rick and I where we're talking about, where we're going and, what's going to happen, after and when we take our jackets off, when Princess Shayla has us take our vests off and give them, like, we were each like, wow, this kind of sucks that we are they're taking away our powers. And that was pretty intense, too, so... But now we're all together again, so it's cool. It's all right now.
It's together in a way that I never even imagined. Yeah, like it's everybody. We're villains and heroes and villains together, like again. It's great. I even saw some crew coming to conventions that were like, hey, do you remember me? I'm like, shut up. Oh my God. It's just the best. So, yeah.
Okay, we have two more fan questions left. Okay, Adam, go ahead.
I have one from, her name's Jennifer, and it is, what is your favorite superhero, or what was your favorite superhero growing up?
Oh, Deb, do you know yours?
Wow, do I have one? I'm like, right now, as I'm drinking out of a Spider-Man cup.
Well, I'm sure that's your son.
Oh, I know my son. Oh, my son.
Did you watch He-Man and She-Ra?
You know what? It's so funny. We were watching that the other day for my son, and he's like, what is this? And I'm just like, that is so crazy. Netflix is amazing. Netflix and Hulu. Like, I think, thank you guys for bringing back my childhood. Totally. He-Man and She-Ra were on there. And I'm like, this is so crazy. Yeah. So I would say, oh, gosh. Well, Allie, was that yours? He-Man and She-Ra?
I absolutely watch that. By the power of Grayskull, I have the power. I mean, that in front.
I'm a big She-Ra fan, too.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And let's see. Okay, we have the second, I guess this is the last fan question. This is from Ryan R. via Facebook. He wanted me to tell Allison that during Power Rangers Wild Force, he had a huge crush on you. He wanted me to tell you that.
That's
yeah. And to both of you, what current or future TV shows would you like to be on? Like your favorite TV show right now you would love to guest star on or be on?
Oh, wow. Well,
I can tell you that Jack, literally, so Jack Guzman, who's our Black Ranger, our Iron Bison, who's my very dear friend, he has been shooting for the past week on my favorite show that my husband and my mom and I watch every week. And I am so jealous. I'm very happy and proud for him and of him, but he is filming on Castle.
Oh,
my mom loves that show.
Wow.
Really, it is such a cute show. It's very much like Moonlighting, which I'm sure none of your
listeners
ever even heard of. Yeah, I mean, Deb, because we're close to the
same generation. I remember it.
Well, I totally
you guys, okay. But so yeah, so Jack is filming on Castle, and I would love to be on Castle. I would love to be on Castle. Oh, so, Jack, I'm gonna live vicariously through Jack.
You never know what can come out of that. Seriously, that's amazing. Wow, that's fantastic. You know, one of my favorite shows right now is Once Upon a Time. I love that show.
Yeah, we're big Once Upon a Time fans too.
Oh, are you really? Okay, I love that show, and that would just be amazing. But I wouldn't know what
and,
it would have me play.
And there's been two former Power Rangers on that show.
I know, Tinkerbell, right? And
David De La Tour, who was in Jungle Fury.
Really? Oh wait, so who was the other one? You said there were two.
David De La Tour.
Okay.
He was Zelina's dad.
Yes.
Like for a quick cameo.
Okay. Nice. Wow.
Yeah, and he was in Jungle Fury, and then we had Rose McIver from RPM. Yeah, she was Tinkerbell.
Wow, I know. You know, that show is just incredible. So genius, and oh, you know the character Regina. She's my absolute favorite character. The greatest villain of all time. I think. Well, I think that one. But honestly, I had the privilege to go to a convention with her, going to Puerto Rico in May. So she's going to be headlining that, and I'm so excited because
that's
I just
awesome.
Absolutely love that show. Without a doubt, I think she's amazing at what she does. Amazing. So yeah, that would be my dream show.
Just saying. Okay, so one last question regarding your time on your shows before we let you go. So what were your favorite focus episodes of yours to film and to be on? Like, what was your – do you have any moments from those episodes?
Wow.
And I have a couple of them. I'll give you a couple examples.
Okay,
so, for example, Katie's focus episodes we have, our favorites were Legend of the Clock Tower, Full Exposure, and Future Unknown.
Oh, okay.
So that, yeah,
oh,
we had a lot of Katie moments in those three episodes.
Thank you. You know what? All of those were amazing to do. I mean, I think any time a script focuses on your character, there's something special about it. I mean, so many reasons as to why. But I do remember all of those were just so much fun to do. And with I loved the moment in Full Exposure, which actually ended up being part of one of the video releases. It was attached with Movie Madness 1 and 2. I think they called it Photo Finish. It's like a one of those rentals or movies you can buy. But I really loved the part where she rescues the guy, I think his name is Nick. I can't remember what his name was on the show, but yeah, I rescue him from this elevator situation with this whole drama that takes place. And I get to as the elevator's dropping, I get to literally grab the cable cords, and with my bare hands, as smoke is just, you know, going through, the wind is going through my hair, all kinds of lightning out of nowhere. Why would there be lightning? I don't know.
Power Ranger logic.
It was a powerful superhero moment, and I'll never forget that feeling. It was just so exciting. Like, I was just like, yeah, like I'm just rescuing this guy, and I just felt so strong and just so, oh, it was just so amazing. Like, I loved it. So that would have been one of my favorite focus scenes, like, of doing, and then putting a little pipe in my hand, and some guy from the crew was blowing smoke in the little pipe so that it looks like my hands are smoking. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's like hyperventilating. I'm like, okay, we're getting there, you know, fun times. Oh my gosh.
And for Taylor, we picked Click Click Zoom, Bare Necessities, and The Revenge of Zenaku.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like Deb said, you know, because often in one show, you might have, like, maybe 10 lines, right? Because there's many different actors, characters. But when you actually get to explore your character more, like, and learn more about them, and then, two, you know, when you start playing a character, you create your own vision of what their, you know, their past was. But to actually, you know, to experience it from your writer's point of view, and to you know, like, so with those, they really, like, developed your character. And I appreciated so much that they, you know, that they put so much heart into it and really, like, gave us some, you know, really cool scenes and challenges. And, I mean, when I got there and I had to put that G suit on and I got to climb into that real plane, I mean, I was like, really? Like, I get to do this? like, wow, thank you so much. And, you know, relive the past. And I was just, you know, and then parachute down and all that. I was just, oh my gosh, I was so grateful for that time. Because normally on, like, you know, either focus more on the Red Rangers or, you know, on the fights or the, you know, the battles.
Yeah.
And suddenly you get to find out more about your character and you get to act more. I mean, we're actors, you know. I've been acting for a very long time. And, you know, when you play a character on a show like this, you don't always get to really, you know, explore your character. And so anyways, yeah, so those were really fun, getting to pretend that I was a pilot. That was really cool.
That, yeah, I would think that would be really fun to be able to, because it was a lot of green screen, I'm assuming, right, when you're in this jet?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, but I think that would be fun.
But guys, like, I mean, I have photos, if I hopefully get to meet you someday, that I bring to the cons that show, I mean, that I'm really climbing up and I'm really in, like, a real F-16. I'm in a real one. That was really
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
that has been awesome.
I was like, I mean, I'm like, wow, you guys think that I can play this character? You know, that just blew me away. It just, you know, because I'd played, you know, these, you know, I've tended to play, because I'm blonde, right, and blue-eyed, and all the blonde girls in school who are halfway decent-looking are all the bitches, right? They're all the snobby, cheater, mean girls, right? Well, I had a mean girl in school who bullied me for 7 years, and yes, she had real blonde hair, big blue eyes, and big boobs, and she was a terror. So I'm like, okay, I'm always playing these rich, bitchy girls. But suddenly, okay, yeah, Taylor was a little bit bitchy at first. But that's because Cole came along and he stole my thunder, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I got to play a strong woman. And being an Air Force pilot, I mean, that's so badass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And, of course, I mean, you were both looked up to by younger girls at the time. And now, too.
Wow.
And that's got to feel good, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, especially
it's
when
really
people say, I grew up watching you. I'm like, I'm still growing up. And so,
yes.
So that's not possible.
No. That's all of our questions, but I, like, seriously want to thank you both so much for being on our show. Like, it's amazing to have both of you here at the same time, for sure.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure, by all means. It's always great to reminisce, and of course, being, you know, tag teaming with Allie is always, wow, that's, you know, this was a great experience. So, and I got to hear things that I didn't know about, so it's like, what is going on? I feel like I'm crashing her interview,
right?
Like, wow,
sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
And so before we let you both go, was there anything you wanted to promote with us, any cons you're attending that are coming up?
Actually, there was something that actually, it's so funny. It ties in with the calendar, actually. My husband and my son had this really cool opportunity to do a testimonial for this startup company called Curbside, which is super cool. And actually, it's really perfect for the holidays right now, because, you know, if you don't like shopping, this is totally for you. And I'm not a shopper at all. So I was so grateful when this came into my life. Like, you literally have an app on your phone and you go shopping to, like, Target on your phone and get the things you need. And then you'll get a text that says, okay, your stuff is ready. You drive through a drive through and they come and hand you your what you purchased. They come to your car and they hand it to you. You don't have to deal with anything else. It's done. And so they had asked my family to be a part of this little testimonial, and they followed me. And it was ironic because I was doing the calendar around the time that they approached me. And so they're like, is there a way we can follow you? And keep in mind, at this point, they just think that I'm just, you know, stay-at-home mom and all that stuff, which I pretty much am. But I was like, by the way, this is going to sound strange, but I actually used to be a Power Ranger. And they're like, what? They're like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I might have a convention coming up. You can follow me. They're like, what? But it turned out that there wasn't any coming up. So I happened to be doing my solo shot for the calendar. And I was like, okay, this is a secret project. I don't know how we're going to do this. So I asked both Allison McKinnis and Steve and Skyler, who pretty much, you know, their production, you know, they're the ones setting things up. And I'm like, you know what? How do you guys feel if I have these people come and film like a behind the scenes. They're like, well, maybe if you wear a different outfit. So the day of, it turns out that the outfit that I picked was kind of clashing with what it just clashed. It was not a good idea. So they're like, you know what? Why don't you go back into your outfit for the calendar? And you know what? We'll release it when the calendar comes out. And I'm like, okay, cool. So they shot some behind the scenes stuff. Allie here, Kipperman, she helped out. She was there. Realm was there. You know, we just kind of had fun with it. They followed me. I picked my son up at daycare. You know, my husband and son, we went to the park. It was a cute little video. And I actually put it on my Facebook page. And I'm actually going to repost it just so people can take a look. And there's some behind the scenes Katie solo shots for July. So I thought it was super fun. And if anybody's interested in the service, seriously, curbside, they're doing free holiday gift wrapping for Christmas too. So you don't have to wrap your presents. You can just order your presents.
All right. I like that service
people
already.
Wrap it up and go. Yeah. So if you're in like the Glendale area, like Glendale Galleria, that's where they have it. They have some other spots that are opened, I think in New York, Jersey, you know, there's Chicago. So it look it up, curbside. It's shopcurbside.com, and they can check it out. And I love it. That's where I shop now from now on. So that's what I got going on. Hey, and hope to see you guys in future conventions. Yay.
And Allison, did you have anything?
No, I think we talked about it. Just thank you for wanting to have us both on, and for the for the time and the fun questions, and it's always fun too to do it with a fellow ranger and one who I think is so great. And just I think just for the calendar, we just really hope that the fans love it, and stay and keep your eyes open, because I am filming in February, and I hope that you guys like this movie. It's going to be really crazy.
Yeah, well, keep lookout for that.
Well, it's going to be in theaters, so we'll have to have a talk after it comes out. That you'll be seeing much more of me than you ever thought, even more than what's in the calendar. Yeah.
Oh, really? Now, okay.
It's it's the lead part, so I figured before I turn 40 and people still want to see this body, I better take advantage of it.
An amazing body, everybody.
Look who's talking to Miss. I've had children and no body fat, please.
Amazing. Amazing body. Okay, we all did a calendar together. We were doing each other's hair and makeup. So yes, I can honestly verify for the record.
It's just Allison, the boob.
He's amazing body.
Thanks. Well, okay. We'll stop there, because then I'll start being.
All right. Well, that's a good way to stop. I guess that's a good place to stop.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both so much for being
for
here.
Happy holidays to everybody. Yes, enjoy. Happy holidays to you guys.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Thank you so very much. Enjoy your time.
Okay.
Be safe.
Okay. So thank you again to Allison Kipperman and Deborah Self Phillips for joining us for Reinforcements in Yellow. Great interview, guys.
Good job.
It was so fun.
That was awesome.
So, some serious news here at the end of the episode. This was actually Cody's last episode with us. So, Cody, do you want to say some last words or say goodbye or tell us why?
No. Okay. My work schedule is really hectic, and they just scheduled me on a period where I'm not able to remain on as a host. So, there's nothing I can do about it. Trust me, I tried to be able to stay on, but I can do about it, so I'm sorry about that. It's been great being a host for so long. You guys are all amazing. The show's great. I'm so thankful for Jay for letting me come back and for adding me on in the first place. It's sucks that I gotta go, but there's nothing I can do about it, and I'm gonna miss coming here.
We're gonna miss you, Cody.
No.
Totally gonna miss you.
Just don't hire somebody better looking than me as a replacement.
Please.
No promises. So since this is your last show, one last time, do you want to plug it in?
Okay. My YouTube channel is under my name, Cody Briscoe, or TokuFan555, TokuFan, the number 5 3 times. From there, you can find all my other social media links. I do commentaries, usually on Tuesday, 3 or 4 times a month. And that's about it. Oh, and one last time, please, for the love of God, watch Phantasm. It's a really good movie.
Classic. All right, well, that's the end of our special edition episode, and Amber will be with us hopefully next week, and we'll also have another special a guest host who has never been on the show before, so that's I won't tell you who yet, but that'll be exciting, yeah. All right, so I guess that's it. We'll be back for episode 77 next week, and thanks for everyone for tuning in, and again, thanks Deborah Stell Phillips and Allison Kipperman for joining us. All right, everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Later, guys.
Thank you for listening to The Grid. Be sure to follow all of the hosts on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, or on their individual sites described within the description. On behalf of all of The Grid hosts, we hope you listen in next week. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
この番組は楽しい時を作る企業バンダイとご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りしました。